This is Radio Crystal Blue. We're inside our new music sampler, and let's see, going to about 17 minutes before the hour. Well, I got a CD which I was, really wanting to play for some time now, and since it's actually been a few weeks since the CD release, I was eager to get a copy of this. And I saw the band once, some time ago, I think it was at the Casino, maybe in late fall. Packed the house, did incredibly well. They mix some rock, some blues, some good old-fashioned soul, and lots of other stuff, too, if you really, really listen. And who are they? Well, I'll tell you what. If you are listening to radio, I'd say, back in, I don't know, maybe like circa 1977, they might be introduced. Like, let's see. What would be the best way? How about this?
This is WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Thank you.
Oh my, that's like so 1984. I love that. Michael Mack and the Bro song, love song for a car and for all things shiny, chromatic, and rocket ignition and radio. What, Dictum? Was that the word? Dang, that was so dense. It was cool. Yes, that is the band known as Les Nessman, and I kid you not. And that was, and yeah, that's who they are. Naomi Les is there at the lead vocals. So actually, Adam Stein doing the lead guitar and vocals on that, his composition. Jim Hopkinson, no vocals. He just drums along with everyone else. Ari Gold does a track, actually two tracks on, and some instrumentation on a few of these tracks. I want to know how they hooked up with Ari Gold, of all people. Very interesting. Yeah, Les Nessman, and you can find him on the web. And I don't think Richard Sanders, the guy who played Les on WKRP, I don't think he actually has commented about the band name, but we'll see about that, huh? So what's the website, Dan? It's lessnessman.com. And, yeah, more to follow. More to come, as they used to say, from that band. And more on the sampler, too.